Flathead County Commissioner Republican Randy Brodell will face challenger Democrat Jim Lockwood in this fall's election. Brodell is seeking his second term in the position to represent District 3 in the western part of the county. He previously served as the representative for District House 9 in the state legislature. Brodell was a volunteer and career firefighter for nearly four decades, eventually retiring as the fire chief with the Kalispell Fire Department. A retired attorney, Lockwood moved to Whitefish after a career in Washington, D.C. He is a graduate of Montana State University and served in the Vietnam War. He spent more than a decade leading the Whitefish Animal Group, the nonprofit behind the WAG dog park. In the clerk of court race, Republican Sarah Fredenberg-Smith is the only candidate to file for the position. She now serves as a deputy clerk. Longtime incumbent clerk of court Peg Allison did not file for re-election. In the district court judges race, incumbents Amy Eddy and Heidi Ulbricht have filed to retain their seats on the bench. Eddy was appointed to her position in 2015 and has since won re-election to retain her seat. Ulbricht served as Kalispell Municipal Judge before being elected to the district court bench in 2012. Paul Sullivan and Eric Hummel, who both serve as Justice of the Peace judges, have filed for the Department B spot held by Judge Robert Allison, who is not seeking another term. Sullivan has served in the Justice Court since his election in 2018. Prior to that, he was a private attorney for nearly a decade. Hummel was appointed to the Justice Court and took the bench in 2017. Prior to that, he served as a prosecutor for the Flathead County Attorney's Office. He has also been a private attorney and a contract public defender, as well as a substitute judge for Kalispell Municipal Court. The primary election is June 4th, and the general election is November 5th. A Montana man pleaded guilty March 12th to two felony wildlife crimes, a conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act and substantively violating the Lacey Act, as part of an almost decade-long effort to create giant sheep hybrids with the aim to sell the species to captive hunting facilities. 80-year-old Arthur Jack Shoebarth of Vaughn is the owner and operator of Sun River Enterprises, LLC, also known as Shoebarth Ranch, which is a 215-acre alternative livestock ranch in Vaughn. The Shoebarth Ranch is engaged in the purchase, sale, and breeding of alternative livestock such as mountain sheep, mountain goats, and various ungulates. The primary market for Shoebarth livestock is captive hunting operations, also known as shooting preserves or game ranches, according to the United States Department of Justice. According to court documents, Shoebarth conspired with at least five other individuals between 2013 and 2021 to create a larger hybrid species of sheep that would garner higher prices from shooting preserves. Shoebarth brought parts of the largest sheep in the world, Marco Polo Argali sheep from Kyrgyzstan, into the United States without declaring the importation. Average males can weigh more than 300 pounds with horns that span more than 5 feet. This species of sheep is protected internationally by the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, domestically by the U.S. Endangered Species Act, and are prohibited in Montana to protect native sheep from disease and hybridization. Shoebarth sent genetic material from the Argali parts to a lab to create cloned embryos. Shoebarth then implanted the embryos in ewes on his ranch, resulting in a single, pure genetic male Marco Polo Argali that he named Montana Mountain King, or MMK, according to the Justice Department. Court documents explain that Shoebarth worked with other unnamed co-conspirators to use the MMK semen to artificially impregnate various other species of ewes, all of which were prohibited in Montana, to create a hybrid animal. Their goal was to create a larger and more valuable species of sheep to sell to captive hunting facilities, primarily in Texas. To move the prohibited sheep into and out of Montana, Shoebarth and others forged veterinary inspection certificates, falsely claiming that the sheep were legally permitted species. On occasion, Shoebarth sold MMK semen directly to sheep breeders in other states, according to the Justice Department. The Lacey Act prohibits interstate trade in wildlife that has been taken, possessed, transported, or sold in violation of federal or state law. The Lacey Act also prohibits the interstate sale of wildlife that has been falsely labeled. This act is one of the most powerful tools the U.S. has to combat wildlife trafficking and prevent ecological invasion by injurious wildlife. For each felony count, Shoebarth faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, a fine of up to $250,000, and 3 years of supervised release. Shoebarth is scheduled to be sentenced on July 11th by Chief U.S. District Court Judge Brian M. Morris for the District of Montana. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks are still investigating the case. Logan Health Billings Clinic CEO Craig Lambrecht resigned Monday, making way for new co-leadership roles atop the state's largest hospital system. Lambrecht has led the Kalispell-based hospital system for 5 years. When Billings Clinic and Logan Health formally merged last September, he was named CEO of the combined entity. In a statement, Lambrecht did not indicate a reason for stepping down. With Lambrecht's departure, the combined system's chief physician executive and Billings Clinic CEO, Clint Seeger, will become co-CEO alongside Kevin Abel, president of Logan Health Medical Center and Logan Health Whitefish. Stepping into the co-CEO role, Abel brings over 25 years of healthcare leadership with credentials as a certified public accountant, according to a media release from Billings Clinic. Prior to his role as president of Logan Health Medical Center and Logan Health Whitefish, he was CEO of the Logan Health Whitefish, formerly known as North Valley Hospital. Seeger is a board-certified family medicine physician who has been with Billings Clinic for 16 years, serving first as a family medicine physician and hospitalist, then serving as Billings Clinic's regional chief medical officer before being named a CEO of Billings Clinic and then the chief physician executive of the combined healthcare system. Lambrecht came to Logan Health, then Kalispell Regional Healthcare, in 2019 to replace Pam Robertson. Prior to his arrival, he was president of Sanford West, a member of the Sanford Healthcare System. During his tenure at Logan Health, the hospital system rebranded and expanded its reach by absorbing hospitals along Montana's High Line. Lambrecht oversaw the hospital system during the challenges of COVID-19 that saw the Valley's largest employer furlough more than 600 staff members and cut pay for physicians and executives. Contention arose during the union negotiations with Kalispell Regional Healthcare Nurses, which included a three-day strike in 2021. The union and administration reached a deal later that fall. Other challenges arose with data breaches at the hospital system in 2019 and 2021. Lambrecht and Seeger worked together on the eventual hospital system merger effort. In an interview last year, Lambrecht said combining the two hospitals would offer patients better options for healthcare. The Logan Health Network includes the main campus in Kalispell and Logan Health Whitefish, as well as four other hospitals with more than 68 provider clinics. The organization, formerly known as Kalispell Regional Healthcare, employs more than 4,500 clinical and non-clinical workers across its properties. Billings Clinic is Montana's largest independent healthcare system, according to the press release. The system is affiliated with 18 hospitals and clinics in Montana and Wyoming, with more than 4,700 employees. Read these full stories at dailyinterlake.com.